Having a baby is life-changing, and it can be one of the best times of your life, but it also can be one of the most stressful too. And an often hidden side effect to this is perinatal depression, and when that occurs in dads. Just before my daughter was born, about 5 years ago, her mother was hospitalised with preeclampsia. It was a bit touch and go for a few weeks, then my daughter came out early, only to spend, I think, the next 2 months in a neonatal unit. A week after she was born, my wife fell down the stairs and was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis the next day. I tell you what, it was a lot, and it's very blurry in my mind. In fact, I can remember spending a lot of time worrying about them in various hospital breakout rooms and drinking bad coffee for weeks. These days, everyone's doing well at my house, but I'm sure if we look back at it, I think we both had perinatal depression at the time. In fact, one in five new mums suffer perinatal depression and or anxiety. But did you know that one in 10 men also suffer from this debilitating condition? It's a bit of a taboo. People don't really talk about it as much as they should. And when you know the facts, when you hear that number of one in 10 men, it's someone you know, it's some new dad that's going through a tough time, and they probably don't know it. I'd love to hear from you. If you're a man and have experienced this, perhaps your male partner has experienced this, I'd love to hear from you how you got through it. The text line's open, 0418226576. You can also tweet me at RNDrive. Stephen Kennedy has had first-hand experience of postnatal depression and PTSD after the traumatic birth of his son. He'll be joining me in just a moment. And Professor Jeanette Milgram, Executive Director of Melbourne's Parent Infant Research Institute, leads a team who are working on a new treatment program for depressed and anxious fathers. Welcome to you both.
Evening, Andy. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad. Stephen, I wouldn't mind starting with you if you can share some of your story. How did you first know you were feeling some emotions that perhaps weren't in the frame of normal?
I guess there was perhaps a few things that kind of struck me as a bit of a change in my personality. I was fairly irritable, like almost constantly, and I had this low level of anger in the background, and I was easily triggered with my anger. And, I'd have jumbled thoughts and I'd lose my train of thought. And I was studying at the time, and I lost my concentration. You know, I was self-medicating, and there was a few times where it kind of struck me as being more than, you know, just what I should have to deal with on my own. And one of them, I was sitting on a commuter train going towards Melbourne, and I just happened to be researching this topic, men at birth, to try and understand my own thoughts and feelings. And I found myself just sitting in silence with tears running down my face when I found out the definition of an APGAR score, which was what my son, was born with, a low APGAR score, which is the measure of the health of a newborn baby. So I kind of had a bit of a panic attack and jumped off the train and jumped on the next one going in the opposite direction to go home. And yeah, it was around that time where I was starting to think that, you know, this was more than I could handle on my own.
Stephen, I mean, I can totally feel what you felt on that train, you know, that overwhelming sense of just you have to get away. What led you to Google it, though? I mean, what would have happened if someone at the hospital or someone in your social circle might have noticed some of these symptoms in you? Would you have believed them if they'd suggested that you were sort of feeling this way?
Look, I think those closest to me would have known because it was just, I don't think I was a very pleasant person to be around for the first year of my son's life. So my partner definitely knew. We found out that we have quite different parenting styles, and that was another that added to my frustration a little. And we couldn't really talk about it.
That certainly rings true at my house too. So how did you seek help? What was the first port of call for you?
Oh, the first thing for me was to call the Panda helpline, and they were so helpful. It was, I reached out to them, and, you know, just to have a sympathetic ear to listen to my story was probably one of the biggest things for me, because that, like you said in your intro, that the stigma around this idea that men suffer from this condition is quite profound, and especially something like birth trauma. I didn't think that, you know, I would have a birth trauma response. I thought that was only for, you know, women and birthing people. And I thought, well, so I went to Panda, and they really listened. And the great thing was, they said to me, we'll call you back if you like. And I said, okay. And they said, well, when do you want to call? And I said, oh, about a month's time. And when they called me back, they had all the questions there that showed they'd been listening. And I hadn't been exposed to therapy before. And obviously I think that this is something that they do, but it just really felt so nice to have someone on the other end of the phone saying, hey, how's that for you now? Has that shifted? You know, and looking back and thinking, wow, that's how I was feeling at that time. Oh, okay, yeah, that's a bit better, or that's a bit worse. And so they were really like fundamental in my beginning to heal and to really kind of face the facts that, you know, that I was had a diagnosable kind of condition, I guess.
And that was 5 years ago. How are you doing today?
Oh, I look fantastic. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, it's great to hear. I think part of it is calling it out for what it is. And look, I think there is a pervasive sort of attitude in men to be dismissive initially of these sorts of symptoms. You've got to kind of get on with it, don't you? Because, you know, you weren't the one that had the baby. You're kind of the support person. And it's important to sort of know that you can feel those feelings too. I'd like to hear from you if you've had these experiences, if it's your male partner that you sort of notice these things in their journey of bringing a child into the world. It can be pretty daunting. 0418226576 is the number. You can tweet me at rndrive. This text sums it up nicely. Hi, Andy. So pleased to hear that you're talking about this. My wife had a very bad perinatal depression after having our three children following a brain injury. And I agree. I think at the time, but it was such a blur and fantastic to be talking about this. Can't wait to hear from your next guest. Let's bring her in now. Jeanette, you're a professor, Professor Milgram, I should say. You've been working on this area of perinatal depression and anxiety for many years now. While people's experiences must be different, what are the most common symptoms between, you know, cases of men feeling like this?
Thanks, Andy. And I just want to say first, thanks to you and Stephen and the caller to be sharing these feelings that you've had, because they're quite typical and reflect the range of feelings that men may feel. So, you know, we know how difficult it is after the birth of a baby, and when you have extra stressors like you both described, it can just tip you over into depression. So depression, when after you've had a baby, these classical features are quite similar to depression at other stages in life. But you might also have a whole range of other emotions. So the depression symptoms are likely to be feeling low mood, sad, empty, or loss of interest in things. And it could be then a range of other symptoms like feeling worthless, appetite changes, difficulty concentrating, not being able to sleep or sleeping too much, no energy. And we know that these symptoms can, you know, go from being quite mild to being quite severe. And unfortunately, you know, some of the more severe cases of depression, if dads may experience thoughts of self-harm. So we want to be aware that it can go from milder symptoms that can still be incredibly debilitating to your life. And you might have a whole other range of emotions. I think Stephen talked about anxiety, which is very common, and you know, it could be worry that it interferes with your day-to-day life, or it could be physical symptoms or panic attacks. It's not uncommon that there's other emotions like irritability, anger. So we know that there's a range of feelings, and then I think you both touched on the impact on your relationship. You know, maybe withdrawing from your family and friends, you might feel disconnected. Your partner or your baby, it's a horrible, horrible time. And, you know, it's been described like a black hole and all sorts of other adjectives that try to capture the feeling. But what's great is there is a even has said, light at the end of the tunnel. And we do know that if you reach out, and not many men do, then help's there.
Yeah, it's certainly the case that if you have a rough ride into parenthood, it sort of, I don't know, resets your settings about what's normal. And oftentimes, I mean, we hear the word anxiety talked about a lot in the media these days, quite a lot, you've got to say. But then it takes the next step to identify that that is what you are feeling. I won't speak for Stephen, but this is sort of the connection with me. I didn't really feel like those words were relevant to me, but of course they were. Your team at Melbourne's Parent-Infant Research Institute are working on a dad booster program. What's that? How will that help?
Yes, Andy, we're really very happy that it's going to be, we're going to be opening it up for a study where men can join within a few weeks. What it's going to do, it's an online treatment, and it's based on years of research that we've had on how to best deliver an online treatment that mimics traditional treatment. So this is to supplement other treatments, but it's accessible 24/7. It has the advantage that for some dads who find it hard to reach out, it's anonymous to start off with, and provides strategies and a graduated program of 6 sessions online, done at any time, to help you manage and find strategies of what we know is the best way to treat depressive and anxious symptoms. So we've had a lot of success with that in with our with women with perinatal depression. This is the first dedicated, world first for men who really do have quite significant, are going through a rough journey, as you say, following the birth of a child.
Stephen, I just want to bring you back in briefly as we come to an end here. I mean, would that program have helped you? And as you look back, what are the things that have helped you the most?
Well, absolutely, that would have helped me identify earlier, I think, and perhaps reach out earlier. But for me, one of the things that did help was actually going to see someone and sitting down with a therapist and talking things through and talking about my experience of what I was feeling and thinking and how I was at the time. But the thing about Dad Booster, as I understand it, it's kind of baby steps, you know. It's a small step towards, you know, seeking help, seeking for men. And often it's not a giant leap, which going to your GP and seeking a therapist might be a giant leap for some men. This is a small step that actually is, like Jeanette said, that it's anonymous, and that's the beauty of it, I think. And it's another part of it is that it's called Dad Booster, which also men love the idea, I believe, of it being tailored to them.
Well, it's like rocket boosters as well. I mean, you know, we're simple creatures sometimes. a catchy name is a good start. Look, I want to say thank you to you, Stephen, for sharing your story. Very brave and very, very important to share. And Jeanette, thank you so much. We'll post a link on the RN Drive website to the program, but appreciate your time tonight to you both.
Thanks, Andy.
Professor Jeanette Milgram there, Executive Director of Melbourne's Parent Infant Research Institute, and Stephen Kennedy, he's from the Prepare Foundation here on RN Drive. An overwhelming amount of text messages sending in support and sharing a lot of the same sorts of stories. I won't get time to read them all out, but I've read every single one, and thank you. Thank you so much for your support. 0418226576 on RN Drive. It's 7:09.
Getting in touch with ABC RN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.